It's time to harvest garlic along the Front Range. In our region, garlic planted in the autumn is ready for harvest the following July. Like spring flowering bulbs, garlic will set roots and start to grow in the warm autumn soil. As the soil cools, the growth stops. But the plant is ready to start growing as soon as the soil warms up in the spring. Use larger bulbs for seed garlic. Crack the bulbs and plant the individual cloves. Some hardneck varieties may only have 4 or 6 cloves per bulb. Softneck varieties may have up to 12 or more. Keep the papery skin on the cloves to protect them at planting. Plant garlic cloves about 6 inches apart. We plant a double row. The rows are 6 inches apart and the cloves are planted about 6 inches apart in the row. It gives us room to cultivate so the weeds don't take over. We planted the cloves a couple inches deep. Some folks like to plant deeper in our area. We planted a little shallower, but mulched the garlic bed once it was frozen. The compost mulch holds in moisture and prevents the freeze-thaw cycle. Garlic is a heavy feeder and likes nitrogen fertilizer. The compost adds some nutrients, but we'll need to add more. Fish emulsion is a natural source of nitrogen. We also use Alpha 1 organic fertilizer. Garlic likes even moisture, not too wet and not too dry. Softneck garlic is ready for harvest when the first few leaves start to turn brown and become dry. That's usually early July. Softneck varieties are the best for braiding. Hardneck garlic is ready when the stiff leaves or scapes become straight. We cut off most of the scapes in June. The scapes have become a delicacy for stir-frying and pesto. As the garlic becomes ready to harvest, the scapes stiffen. Knock off any loose soil and dry the garlic. Keep it in a ventilated room out of the direct sun. In a couple weeks, the skin will become papery and protects the bulb. Softneck varieties keep longer than the hardneck types. Enjoy the flavor. I don't think I can cook a meal without garlic. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.